Part 1. The Four Seasons You Thought You Knew. When she came back, the sun was just past its peak, and it was a bad time of day for her. It'd be better when it got dark. How she had loved the long evenings of spring when she was young, and all of life stretched before her. Elizabeth Strout, Olive Kitteridge. Seasons change. We all know that. The only place where there were truly no seasons, whether hot or cold, wet or dry, was perhaps the Garden of Eden. And it's been a long time since we were living there. We change, too, in relation to the seasons, not only over the course of a single year, but, as the passage above suggests, over the course of our lives. In places like New England, where I live most of the year, we think of the seasons as four quarters of roughly equal length, making up the year. This is an easy model we can all wrap our heads around, like the four quarters of the business year. I'm certainly not going to ask you to throw out this useful way of understanding the flow of time, nor do I ever suggest to my patients that they should. How could any of us, unless we were actually dwelling in the Garden of Eden? In fact, keeping track of the paper calendar and what it holds in store for us helps us become more aware of our individual emotional calendars. The issue for many of us is that the seasons carry with them a great deal of cultural baggage. Fall, for example, is about going back to school or work or some kind of official existence and making something productive of your life. Summer is supposed to be the time of carefree days and steamy nights, youthful pursuits and romantic adventure. The stereotypes differ from place to place and culture to culture, but there they are.
We have problems with these conventional views of the seasons when we feel out of sync with what society around us is doing, or seems to be doing anyway, at a given time.
So understanding your emotional calendar is also about unpacking some of that baggage and seeing which parts you really do want to keep. In the following chapters, we'll focus on the traditional seasons and their emotional and cultural implications. In part 2, I'll write with more depth about the physical and